We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Say you don't know me. Recognize my face. Say you don't care.
From the heart of Grayskull. It's Podzilla After Dark here on the Adore Network.
You got some more puns?
I don't even know what the topic is.
Did you really not look?
No, I was busy. I was busy all day. It was a super busy day.
Sorry, I got like 10.
Good, you're going to be covered for us. So it's Podzilla. 1985.
I'm sure Lindsay's got this too.
After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Big surprise. Welcome to the show. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host for this evening. Down at the end of the table, that is Jesse Kimball.
Hey.
Lindsay Wolfgang to my right.
Hola.
And Little Fitty, Mandy Kennedy.
Hey. Mandy. I'm a draw pirate ship. I looked on Google how to.
What was her middle name again?
Is it like it's May. Draw, how to draw an owl? Draw a circle?
It starts
draw
with
the
an
rest
R.
of the fucking owl?
I don't know. I'm checking the. I got to make this
subreddit.
List first.
About that.
Is there?
Yeah, it's called r/drawtheowl.
Oh.
It's either r/drawtheowl or draw the fucking owl.
I just found a new... Oh. That one that I sent that was weird.
Crappy Designs?
Yes, and it was like, I showed that to my brother and he was cracking up. I found him a new subreddit, I think.
Nice.
I think my favorite subreddit is bigger than you thought. you know.
That's one of them porno subreddits.
What? I thought it was just about pizzas. Like you thought it was a personal fan. It's bigger than you thought. Anyway, surprise. Oh, fuck, no.
Triangular form.
Are
Thursday.
You okay?
What?
What? What?
Fuck,
draw
are you
a
saying?
Long triangular main form.
Yeah, do you know how to get home?
I unfortunately do know where I am. I'd rather be home right now, but here I am.
Well, then we can play Diablo.
Jackass.
Here or home?
Yes.
We could be playing
while we
do the show.
If you're going to play Diablo, I'm going to go back to watching Free.
Like, you weren't going to do that in the first fucking place.
No, I was going to play Pokemon.
Well, play Pokemon, bitch.
I don't have it with me.
Well, you can't do that here in any way.
Like, I played Pokemon yesterday Tuesday when we did the show.
He was.
Did you really? Yeah.
But again.
He sat in the Lindsay chair and went full Lindsay.
But I didn't even know I was going to be on the show, to be fair. Like, literally,
that's great.
I was just here and I didn't have a ride.
Was it because you didn't have a ride home?
Pretty much, yeah.
And it was one of those things, like, normally Shannon would have just been in the peanut gallery for that kind of show,
but
we were talking about,
I would have worn my way in no matter the topic. I would have sat there quietly if nothing else.
Fair enough.
Shannon Young does not get in the peanut gallery anymore.
So, yeah, we were talking about, like, stuff to buy, like Christmas presents and stuff to buy for nerdy kids.
Mm,
and,
that sounds fun.
Yeah, no, it was a fun show.
They should have been there.
I was at work, show. Thank you.
No one invited.
And freezing my butt off, dealing with not working computers and... unloading my truck.
Well, if you wear more than just a little G-string, maybe you wouldn't freeze.
Maybe if my store was insulated properly, I wouldn't freeze either.
She did not dispute the G-string.
She did not. Good to know.
I found the turkey.
Wait, what?
When we went to visit her. Oh, on Friday.
She did not. She drew the turkey, remember?
She did not deny the G-string. I found the turkey. Lindsay's dead.
She's trying
she's
so hard
red
not to
as
spill
her hair right now.
She's trying really hard not to just.
Holy shit, you're red.
I have water in my mouth still. I don't want to spit it everywhere.
I appreciate that because it would have came at me and my beautiful boat.
That boat. That is a.
It's the
boat. I don't even know what to call that.
It's the hole.
Hey, guess what? My sinuses don't hurt anymore.
Just say.
I did again.
Just say it's the hole.
The hole.
Okay, we're good.
Learn your boat terms, you scallywagga.
You don't even want to jump on me. I played Ultima Online.
Wow, my arms turned red from that even.
Her face is the same color as her hair.
We'll start with some sad news tonight. I don't know if you guys saw this earlier.
Why?
Well, we got to get the sad news out of the way first.
Fine.
The hot dog pie was voted down.
Yes.
Good.
By you fucking assholes out there.
You.
I definitely voted that shit down.
I'm going to go look.
I didn't vote.
I'm going to name off every person that voted no. So when you want to know why Allie or Dalton's not eating hot dog pie, you'll know who to blame.
Let's be fair.
I was afraid you were going to make me eat it.
Derek can go shove it.
I mean, we were going to leave it up to the fans.
If they gave us if they gave us $500 and I got to keep three of it, yeah. I'd eat a slice of hot dog pie.
You also didn't specify who was going to have to eat it, because if it was one of them, then I would have voted you.
No, the gimmick was, if the hot dog, it was a process. It was basically, it was politics. It was democracy at work.
Oh, God.
The pie had to be voted for. Once the pie was voted for and someone paid the money, then we were going to put up a poll to decide who would eat the pie.
I mean, it'd be Dalton.
And then you would have been safe.
It probably would be Dalton.
Unless a certain sect of the internet got a hold of it, then it would have been one of the girls.
Well, Allie, first thing she said was, when she found out, she was like, God damn, it's going to be me. It's going to be me or Dalton. And when she realized that, she immediately turned on Dalton and started like...
Oh, I would too.
Started posting shit and talking shit. So, yeah. So here's a list. If you want to know why the internet's ruined forever, here's the people that voted no on Proposition Hot Dog Pie. Lindsay Wolfgang, Tanner Calvert, you traitor, Ethan Craig Miles, of all people.
We love you, Ethan.
Cody Sandusky, you rapscallion. Mandy Mae Kennedy.
Here.
Billy Hills, Allie Abair, Sarah Summers, Sam Hamlin, Stephen Bright, you schmuck, Jonathan Barnhart, Jake Andrew Jacob, Jared Smith, Gary Mungle, CJ Tatum. You can't show up, but you show up long enough to vote down my proposition. Greg Hart, Sadie Swoford.
How many people are you going to be reading off?
Like 50 or 20-something. Jennifer Minton, Andrew, your roommate.
Yay!
Trishina Gammon.
You butchered that name, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Joey Poole, Martika, Andrew Britton, Paul Hester, Denise Rhodes, and Derek Morrison, Cameron Godwin, and Jenny. Oh, Jesus, it keeps going. Jenny Lynn and Chris Martin.
Emily's noticed a bunch of these names actually like comment on stuff.
Who voted yes?
No,
less people.
I'm just kidding. Derek Boxrefender.
You know, he voted no originally and then re-voted yes when I took it down. Here's the people that are important that voted yes. Bob.
God damn it.
Bob voted yes.
Bob voted?
Bob did, and he actually campaigned for it too. No, I didn't. No, he campaigned for it because he wants someone to eat.
He called me a closed-minded motherfucker this morning because of it.
He did. You're all fascists. Dalton voted yes. Good for him. Mr. Pink, Hunter Hendricks, Caleb Tripp, Austin Lane, Jason Wells.
Austin.
Zane Laney, God bless you. Josh from Press Start to Join.
Josh.
Don Vogler. Okay, I'm done.
I enjoy not vomiting.
Okay, but what have you considered that it would taste really good?
The fact that I look at it and I start gagging at the picture or even the mere mention of it? No.
The mustard and relish is the, like, if nothing else kills it for me, that will.
I didn't tell you it was hot dog pie and I served you and I said, hey, try this meat pie out.
First off, I don't try stuff, so I would still refuse to do it.
Even I will usually try pretty much any food that's not going to kill me. Like, I'll go ahead and give it a shot, at least a bite. But looking at the hot dog pie, like, if I saw that shit, like, I don't know if I could force myself to put it in my mouth, because I already don't like cold hot dogs.
Oh,
it's cold even?
Yeah.
It's ice cold.
It's served chilled.
Ew, that makes it even worse.
Well, you got to freeze up that gelatin and that hot dog juice.
Yep, because it has both gelatin and hot dog juice.
It's a liquid yum, is how they described it. It's called the meat your maker. It's a fine paste.
Have her throw up at the table, because then I'm going to throw up at the table.
It's a light pinkish brown paste that smells like hot dogs.
I'm feeling like Dee before she goes on stage to do her routine right now. So can we just move on,
And then
please?
You top it with melish and rustard.
Melish and rustard. Yeah, it's ketchup, mustard, and a dollop of relish goes in the mix.
Fancy ketchup.
Yeah.
Fancy ketchup.
And yellow mustard.
Yeah. So gross.
So you voted no on hot dog pie. I'm extremely disappointed in you. I'm not going
to
lie.
I don't know why you're looking at me. I didn't vote at all.
I know. I'm extremely disappointed in you. I need your support on this.
I abstained. No, the way I saw it, like, if it's going to be, you know, the cast, then we probably shouldn't vote on it. Because it's the cast that it's going to impact.
What's sad about it is, like, the first day, it was like 80%, 88% to like 12%. And it was just like Allie and one other person. And she was getting so frustrated. She was dropping F-bombs. If you had been around, you wouldn't have had to pay for the F-bombs because she was dropping them. But then everyone started voting no, and the landslide happened because you bunch of chickens. Chickens. All right, well, next week we'll vote on bologna cake.
The person that was confident you would not have been picked
Oh, I know I wouldn't have been picked. Everyone likes me. Next week, bologna cake. We're going to try again.
God damn it.
You're not allowed to make any of this stuff in the apartment.
The week after, it's caramel cod.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine like the smell that making the hot dog pie would generate for a week in your apartment?
All those hot dogs. All of those hot dogs.
People would be hovering near the litter box to try to get to mask
just to get
the smell of the hot dog pie.
Jesus.
Because cold hot dogs don't smell good either.
Like, I don't even like hot dogs.
I like a grilled hot dog. Big fan.
I guess the reason I don't like hot dogs is because the jokes that everyone made forever about like what they're made of and stuff. Like, even The Simpsons had the joke where when Homer goes to hell, they chop him up, and then they take his, like, mouth, his shoes, and they put it in the hot dog meat.
Yeah, basically, it's all the crap that they can't put in the rest of
right.
the stuff they sell.
So hot dogs have always been disgusting to me. Like,
you can buy all beef hot dogs.
It's true.
I might have to try that. That sounds better than all
I mean, that's what I used to do. I used to just get the all beef Oscar Mayer
and then you'd put peanut butter on
yes,
it.
Yes, I would, because I'm a freak of nature, apparently.
But you won't eat hot dog pie. What
no.
if I put some peanut butter on it?
No, that's even more disgusting.
So, hold on. You got the hot dog pie topped with peanut butter, then ketchup.
Well, I don't like
then
ketchup.
Mustard.
I don't like mustard.
Let's rewind
I don't
for a
like
second.
Relish.
Because I may have been on your side at one point, but then Mary Jane's introduced me to the PBQ, which is a burger with peanut butter on it, and it is delicious.
I've always wanted to try that. Sounds
never
good.
Tried it myself either. I'm scared when it comes to burgers. I'm scared when it comes to most food, but I'll try it. I ate sushi for the first time like 2 months ago, and I enjoyed it.
You
I
ate
still
sushi
haven't done
way
that.
Sooner than that.
Oh, good sushi.
You had
you
saffron.
Tried it at Saffron when Stephanie was in town.
Yeah, that's what yeah. I mean.
That was like almost a year ago.
That was over a year ago.
Was it seriously?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that was last winter.
Is that true?
Yeah. Because you tried to get me to go, but I wasn't feeling good, and I was kind of being pissy.
No, because of Allie?
I don't remember. Probably.
Aw, what'd she do to you?
I don't know.
I don't know why you two don't get along.
But they do.
They do, for the most part. Secretly,
except now
though.
She's got a shiny Espeon, and I'm jealous.
What a bitch.
I know, right?
That's fucking fucked up. Mm-mm.
Plus, she's already got a shiny, and let's go.
She eating hot dog pie.
I'm jealous.
She eating bologna sandwich now.
If I could get her to eat hot dogs, I'd be much happier,
sandwich.
Believe me.
The thing I'm about...
Bologna cake.
I'm glad no one got that one.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, well, I'm
just
not going to...
Just move on.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, I'm so curious right now, but at the same time, I don't want to derail us anymore.
That's probably for the better. Switching over to serious news real quick. Did you see today... Hey, Kevin, did you hear about this? Michael Cohen pleaded guilty.
Yeah.
Pleaded guilty and admitted that he lied about Trump's dealings with Russia, and that Trump absolutely knew about it. So we got him. We finally got him. Oh, wait, we didn't get him?
Mm-mm.
Oh, fuck.
And we probably won't.
Literally nothing matters.
Yeah, no, his supporters will not care. It's fake news.
It's fake news. It's all fake.
Or it's
a witch hunt by 13 angry Democrats.
Yeah, the Democrats have forced him to say this, and now he's going to disappear or live a life of luxury. According to the conspiracy theorists, neither of those are actually going to happen. But that's what everybody's going to say.
Well, we'll leave it at that because we're already losing them. And by them, I mean Lindsay and Mandy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to come up with my list.
Oh, yeah. What is the topic for tonight anyway? I'll start writing it down.
So
don't give me those eyes, peanut butter hot dog.
Songs when you were a kid you got really, really excited about. It doesn't have to necessarily be something favorite. But, like...
What the fuck does that mean?
And she means elementary school. Yeah, basically, like...
I mean, like, little kid. Like, if a song came on, that like, you would start dancing around or singing along with it. And looking back, whenever you hear that song, that image comes into your mind.
Or
you're like,
really
why
happy.
The fuck did I like this so much?
So, guilty pleasures?
No. Just stuff you liked when you were a kid.
And like, it doesn't have to be doesn't have to just be like radio songs. It can be like TV theme songs or
that's
instrumentals
good, that's
from
like
stuff.
All I can remember.
Oh, this is going to be difficult because I don't have a good memory.
Well, right, maybe
Goldfish,
you should have spoke up in the chat earlier.
Accurate.
Some of us have jobs. Some of us work
I do
for
too.
A living.
I just happened to be off today.
I was at my job.
I was at my job too.
I responded.
Yeah, but you literally just sit there and play fucking pixie doodles all
not
day.
This time of year she doesn't.
Pixie doodles.
Actually,
pixie
I read doodle. A lot of...
Thank you, Mandy.
Mandy.
I found out Wendy has a spinoff fairy tale manga.
Oh, that's
well, I mean, it's not a lot, but...
is it fan fiction or is
no,
it actual?
I think it's
like,
real. It's on like readmangaonline.net or something like that. Huh. Like there was one about Gray.
I mean, they
him.
Do put Daljinshi on there too.
Well, I don't give a shit. It's good. It looks legit.
Yeah. I mean, well, then again, with fairy tale, especially with those characters, she would have found out real quick if it was fan fiction.
Yeah, that seems pretty legit.
One of them would have, one or both naked. Of them would end up very naked.
Yeah.
Especially Wendy. She's got that lolly thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gray is a female yes. fan favorite.
Yes, he is.
I don't know any of these things.
It's okay. I'm just following along. I know basics and that's it.
The show is good. Gray's a guy that takes his shirt off all the time.
Fan
so
service.
Mandy's a huge fan of Gray.
I liked him anyways.
She sure did.
I'm going to be honest with you. I can't get erect from anime anymore. Like, it just doesn't happen.
I don't get an erection.
I hope you don't get an erection. If not, we got things to talk about, and all of a sudden I can't look at Justin Smart the same way. What happens when juice meets juice? You know what I mean? It's like a cocktail. A cocktail. Get it?
I like cock.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to go get my water. You guys talking about
you broke Shannon.
Good. That's what he gets.
Fuck you.
Oh. Fuck you. This beef is getting real.
All right, Lindsay, what's your topic? Start us off.
Okay, so the first one that comes to mind for me.
No, we're not done yet.
Okay.
What is this boat? I can't draw
I'm
that.
I'm not through with you.
This is supposed to be easy beginner. What the fuck?
Draw the fucking owl.
Just draw the fucking boat, Mandy.
I'm on a boat and it's going I'm not on a boat, though.
She's got a nautical theme, Pashmina Afghan.
Before we get to talk about that, I'm not going to get to talk about this with you on Sunday, so I want to know your thoughts now where we can share this.
Mm-hmm. You fucking suck.
Wreck-It Ralph?
The what? Fucking smoking what over there?
Oh, fucking Wreck-It Ralph was great.
Oh,
it was
all right.
So good.
That was pretty good. Did you see it?
No.
So, fuck, too busy with the cock.
Eh? That's why she didn't see Spider-Man.
She deetered off into something completely different.
That shit's good. Why do you blame?
What, deetering or Spider-Man?
Deetering.
I don't like the way she said that.
I don't either. And then the look she gave me. This was the look.
She was so excited about her memories of deetering. Now what? She's turning bright red.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. She's like a chameleon. I can control it. Stay pink.
I cannot.
Stay pink.
Now the hood's going up.
I'm blue. You never know.
I realize that me and Mandy have a similar theme going on with blue and red.
And Jesse and I both have beards.
Yeah.
Wow. Except mine's actually crazier than yours.
That's true.
That's a first.
You need to do something about
it. I really
that.
Do.
You got to get the scragglers trimmed up.
So I eventually thought, okay, I was doing it for wrestling, but this is literally the first time I've ever done a no shave in November. So I'm gonna make it through tomorrow before I shave, and I'll officially have done no shave November for the first time. Proud of that. Lost my virginity.
Wait
I deetered Mandy, but when I deetered it was because
oh,
hair.
You didn't participate in No Nut November?
Oh, no, I did too, but that wasn't my choice.
That was the pills.
That was the... No? Well...
That's a depressing Thanksgiving.
That's a weird way... That's a weird thing to refer to Allie as.
Oh, shit.
As the pill.
God damn.
Well, I'm glad she doesn't listen to this show, yeah. This is a dirty show. So, Lindsay, do you remember the first time you were penetrated?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Excuse me?
Lindsay, please. What's the first one on your list?
No,
we have to stop this monster.
He's got other stuff.
Yeah,
he
no,
wants
I wanted
to.
I want to know what you think about this Fallout thing.
What Fallout thing?
Not so much the game controversy because like that's debatable.
The bullshit canvas bag.
The canvas bag. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, that's
well,
a pile.
First, explain it to Mandy and
yeah,
because
I don't know what's happening.
So here's what's happening. They had the power armor set, which was what $250.
Two or $250.
Yeah, $250. Fallout 76 had a collector's edition. It was the power armor set, and it came with a helmet.
Yep.
And it was supposed to come with a canvas bag advertising a company that exists in the game. And a few other goodies. Well, everybody got their power armor sets in, and the helmet looks fine.
Yeah.
It looks like the picture and everything. But the canvas bag, Bethesda's words on all of their marketing materials, the canvas bag is actually made from nylon.
That so like it's a cheap not canvas.
That looks nothing like the bag they advertised.
Looks nothing like the bag they advertised. It's a cheap nylon bag with I guess the straps are technically canvassy.
That's bull.
But
it's 1% canvas. So yeah. That way you can't sue, bitch.
Yeah, no, it looks fucking just awful, and apparently it's super flimsy. Does not like last to anything. Like I saw a couple of pictures of like people pulling it out of the bag it came in, and there was already a hole in the bottom
of
it. Like, the quality control on these things was bad.
It was non-existent.
And so Bethesda, in all of their PR glory and wisdom, says, all right, guys, we hear you. It was kind of shitty. So here's what we're going to do. Everybody that bought the $200 to $250 Power Armor Edition and got your shitty little bag, we're going to give you $500 of whatever the fuck the currency is in the game.
I have their, this is their actual statement. We understand and respect that there is a disappointment with that the bag and the Power Armor Edition, or with the bag. We are sorry. Please contact Bethesda Support to provide proof of your Collector's Edition purchase. They will assist in granting your account 500 atoms. Well, let me tell you about atoms. You start the game off.
Oh, Shannon, I really, just real quick, go ahead and tell the folks at home what the dollar amount that converts to.
In atoms?
Yeah.
$5.
Yeah.
$5.
You get $5 in game?
Yep, you get $5 for in-game currency to buy stuff.
Bitch, please.
And as someone pointed out, ironically, 500 atoms won't even buy you the Fallout 76 Postman skin that has a canvas bag.
Jesus.
Yep.
So I defended this game, Fallout 76, and I continue to defend the game. I think the game is fun. I have been having a great time with it. Lindsay can attest. I play it almost nonstop. But this is some horse shit.
Yeah.
Agreed.
That's some horse shit right there. And the fact that they're offering you $5 worth of in-game atoms, which atoms are not hard to come by. I posted in the group chat today. I make, just doing the daily challenges, you can make close to 100 to 200 in an hour or two.
And then when Shannon said that, like, he kind of jumped into the conversation, not really knowing where we were.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about, like, I think it was talking about $700 for the postman thing.
Yeah.
And Shannon seeing that is like, that's not very much. You can do this. Like, you can have that, you know, in a few days. And then we're like, oh.
That's the point.
That makes it so much worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is pretty bad. And this is just, that's a very nice looking ship, by the way, Mandy.
I'm working on it. Thank you.
That was good. This is just a line of, man, fuck those guys this week. Because if you've played the Red Dead Redemption 2 online beta, fuck those guys as well. In a world where a gold wedding ring is the same cost as a can.
Cheaper. Cheaper. Because I saw it was you can sell a gold wedding ring in Red Dead Online. You could sell a gold wedding ring for $1.15. A can of beans is $1.50. Because, like, I think I saw one of the quotes on that, like, thread was just something
Yeah, let me look that. That's the best quote.
Yeah, the one about, like, we're living, we're.
Oh yeah, Asa told me that.
We're living. We're making to that, or we're making 1899
money.
Yeah. But we're living. But we're paying 2018 prices.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If I, let me find that, because that is just a fucking fantastic quote. Yeah.
Because I feel like back in, you know, the early 1900s and stuff, a can of beans was half a penny, not $1.50. I still like, that's one of my favorite jokes from. Did you ever watch a million Ways to Die in the West?
No.
It's really funny. It's that Seth MacFarlane movie.
That's why I didn't watch it.
It's funny though. But anyway, they make a joke about, like, you know, somebody's betting a dollar, and a whole bunch of the townsfolk are like, a whole dollar? I ain't never seen one of them. And, you know, they pull out the big dollar bill and like, oh my God.
So here's the quote. He said, we make money like it's 1899 and everything is priced like it's 2018. Jesus Christ, if I wanted to deal with a shitty wage / cost of living ratio, I'd walk out my fucking front door.
Seriously.
That last part was just so good.
So yeah, everybody's pissed off about Red Dead Online too, which is a shame, man. I look forward to this. I actually thought this could be the thing that makes me stop playing Fallout.
Nope.
Is this. And for the first hour, I had a lot of fun because I didn't have to deal with anybody else. And I didn't really give a shit about the prices. I just wanted to play Red Dead. Then I started looking into the cost of things. I did like 3 missions. I was able to afford a jacket, and that's all I could afford. Because guns and everything like that, is it would take hours. Hours. And a lot of it's locked behind a gold bar system, and you get, someone worked it out, if you played and you did missions nonstop, it would take you 8 hours to get one gold bar.
Jeez.
The cost of horse insurance for your, you know, if your horse gets killed, is 5 gold bars.
And isn't like a horse by itself like 5
Many gold
bars?
Yeah. There's one, the fast travel option back to your camp is like, I think they said it was 12 or 30 gold bars or something like that. It would take hundreds of hours to get it. Or, once it goes live, you can just pull out your old credit card, buy the gold bars themselves. Fuck that, man.
Yeah,
like,
fuck you,
Jesus,
Rockstar.
Rockstar.
Fuck you, Bethesda. Like, both of these games, I actually thought was going to be, because, you know, Red Dead, we had a lot of fun with the first Red Dead Online.
And GTA glitches and all. Online.
Yeah, GTA Online, we had a good time. So, yeah, Red Dead, I had no interest in the single player. Like, I recognize that it is a work of art, and it's beautiful, and it's a lot of fun.
Belongs in a museum.
It's not for me. It's just not. So I was, you know, I was waiting on the online to hit and for the bugs to be worked out, because I knew it was Rockstar. GTA Online, when it launched, was just atrocious.
Yeah.
And then I was figuring I'll buy the game then. Hopefully I'll get it a little bit cheaper than 60. And, you know, I can live in the Old West with all my buddies. But, you know, it turns out it's a big pile of horse shit.
They got room to fix it. It's a beta. They could fix it, but they also probably won't. There's no passive mode, so you can't not interact with people in a bad way.
And if from the sounds of it, like, that's by design.
Yeah.
Like, the game would be, like, they designed the multiplayer around having to interact with other people.
Yeah, because whenever you do a mission, if you do Stranger's missions, which are different from story. Story is instance where you can't do it alone. You have to play with other people, so it's forced. It's like an MMO, basically a dungeon. Mm-hmm. But you can do Stranger missions, which take place on the free roam map, which means that you can't do the passive mode from GTA where you can't pull a gun out, because otherwise you couldn't do it. And when you take the mission, it pops up, oh, rival players can steal this from you.
Like, no!
Cool, man. I experienced
that. That's why I don't like PvP games.
Well, these PvP games, you're going in specifically for PvP. And I guess you could make the argument that this is a PvP game. It's designed that way. But that's not why I want to play it. I just want to live in the Old West, do some missions, have some fun, pal around, fish and hunt, stuff like that.
Yep.
Last night, I was in town, and I was looking at my map, and I'm in town. Town, people. There should be safety in town. I'm in town. I'm looking at my map. Dude, literally, I see him. The map is cut, or the whatever I'm looking at, it was a catalog or something, it's covering up most of my screen. I see the dude run up to me. He pulls his lasso out and immediately ropes me and hog ties me, and I can't do anything about it. I have to sit there and wait for the meter to fill up so I can get out of his hog tie, and I just turn the game off. I went back to Fallout. Like, at least in fucking Fallout, I'm king. Nobody fucks with me here.
And see, in Fallout 76, like, I do like those, like, you know, survival building stuff. Yeah. Basically, like, the adult version of Minecraft.
Yeah. Dalton and I had a great time with it on Wednesday we played. Yeah. It was fun.
And, like, yeah, I do like that kind of game. And I like the Fallout world. Like, I thought this looked really, really cool. But it's going to be a year before it's to an actual play, like, a consistently playable state at the rate that Bethesda's going, assuming they don't just shut it down because they consider it such a colossal failure.
See, I don't get the hate for 76. I've played it for 30 hours. I think I'm into it. I've only had one bug. I've had no one mess with me. I don't understand why people are so upset about it. Maybe I'm just lucky. I'm the lucky one that didn't run into any problems. Because I've seen people have bugs, but I haven't had any.
Yeah, because, I mean, people would post, like, r/gaming was going fucking nuts about this. They would post all the time about just the terrible shit that was happening in their games.
Well, someone, Hunter mentioned, I think, have you seen the exploit where people will get them to follow them up to, like, up a buildable ramp or whatever, and then they'll take the bottom piece out and the person will fall and die.
No, oh, jeez.
And I'm like, if you're fucking dumb enough to follow someone up a giant ramp leading to heaven, you deserve to die.
Pretty much.
If you were curious.
That's natural. Curiosity killed that fucking cat.
It's fair.
All right.
It's fair.
If there's anything else about this, I'm sure we'll hear more about it on Nerd Up, your one-stop shop for all of the latest in video games, comics, movies, and more. And that's Sundays here on the Podzilla 1985 Network, hosted by Jesse Kimball.
That's me.
Plug. All right, now we can get to the topic at hand. We've stalled enough time. Tonight's topic of songs that we used to dance to in the 80s.
No.
I'll take that for 100, Alex.
All right, the answer. This song showed that you're... Fuck, there was safety in dancing. I don't know. I forget that joke goes.
So anyway, I think closer to songs...
Mandy, today's Daily Double is an audio clue. Name this song.
Songs
Batman.
Strong feelings about.
I'll take the Batman theme, Alex. What is
as
the Batman
a small
theme?
Child.
Fuck, I just fucked that up. I would vote the Jeopardy theme song. I watched the shit out of that show.
Comedy's hard.
God damn it,
Lindsay. I'm not going for laughs. Yes.
Just give us
I'm going for
like
gasps.
Explain?
Yes, please.
Okay, so basically the idea was songs that got you
she
excited.
Didn't even know.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Shut up. Just shut up. Shut up.
Songs that got you excited as a kid, like to the point that you would either immediately start singing along to it or getting up and running around or dancing. And to the point that if you hear that song now, those memories pop back up to you.
That's still me today, though.
There's so many.
That's fine.
So many problems with that. If I would have got up and started dancing in my living room to a song, my dad would have called me a Kansas City, you know what?
Kansas City carrot.
Well, I'm sorry that you had a repressed childhood.
I did. All right, I'll try to play this game, but I didn't dance.
No, I mean, it doesn't have to be dancing. Like, for
just
me,
dancing.
Or just something you got super excited and, like, right. spazzed
get,
out about or
get
whatever.
That head bob.
Like, yeah, it's something that
or
you
like
were excited
it drew,
about.
It drew your attention completely.
All right, I'll try. I'll
you
try.
Got this. I have faith in you.
Who we start with?
Lindsay.
Which means you got to think.
I already got two.
Okay,
I
well,
have two.
My first one that comes to mind is We Built the City by Starship. Because I remember pre-kindergarten Lindsay being dragged to aerobics class with her mom, and I would be playing with whatever toys I came, but if that song came on, I'd get all excited and dance around. And that popped in my head completely when we went to the movie theaters and watched The Muppets, and they started working on fixing up the theater, and that song started playing.
Well, I know yep. what the song for tonight is.
We Built the City.
We Built the City on rock and roll.
We built this schmitty.
No Schmitty.
All right. Shannon.
Oh, fuck. That was way too short.
Yeah.
Oh, there'd be more to this.
What more?
I don't know. Like, she could sing it.
I did, sort
you
of.
You sang. All right, sing.
I hummed.
Sing the whole thing.
I don't remember all of it. I have it on my MP3 player somewhere.
I got the lyrics here. We built the city. We built the city on rock and roll. We built the city. We built the city on rock and roll. It's repetitive.
I know.
That's the song.
It's the 80s, man.
So you don't know me, recognize my face, so you don't care what goes on in the kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla.
Knee deep in the hoopla.
Why are you still stalling?
Singing in your fight. We got too many runaways eating up the night.
Mandy, why haven't you killed him yet? You just keep talking about this beef.
But look at how good my pirate ship's coming along.
The sails
it's
look really good.
So much better than my last Dreamcatcher one.
Why is it purple, though?
Because I wanted it to be purple.
Because that's the pen that she had.
Why don't you fucking pick your song?
Achy beef. Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus. Don't break my heart, my achy breaky heart.
Don't play that song.
I just
song,
don't think it understand. Cause if you break my heart, this achy breaky heart, it might blow up and kill this man.
I mean, come Ooh. On, we totally had to learn that dance in elementary school.
I did too, and that's why
class,
it's like we had to learn how to line dance.
Dance
yeah,
to it. Yep.
You kids today are lucky with your fucking flossing and your Fortnites. We had to sit through some shit back in the day.
My mom loved that song so much.
Everybody loved that song, and the world didn't know at the time that someday he would give us Miley Cyrus. I didn't know.
Maybe then they would not have been so much a fan of Achy Breaky Heart.
I didn't know that when I sang that song earlier, I'd be like, I have seen your daughter's body. I'm pretty sure I've seen inside of her. I know what her ovaries look like.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably true at this point.
It's extremely true at this point.
Hey, Mandy.
Mandy,
yeah, that's terrible.
And why is it Billy Ray Cyrus?
It's definitely not Billy Ray Cyrus.
Name three Billy Ray Cyrus songs. I bet you can't do it.
Literally
I can't.
Cannot.
I can name
not
two.
One.
Well, didn't he also do Some Gave All and All Gave Some?
I don't know. I didn't like country music. Amanda did. And so and the only time I was subjected to it was with her and
don't
in
say
gym
subjected.
Class.
Country is an art form. I love me some country. There's everybody goes through a phase with country. It's like you kind of like it when you're younger.
I mean, I like Shania Twain and yes. I liked the Dixie Chicks and I like Johnny Cash and like Loretta Poser. Lynn.
Okay,
but other than that, I could
Isn't
care
Shania
less.
Shania Twain Canadian?
Yes.
I don't fucking care. She's amazing.
I have a strong appreciation of country music now. Not current country music. The only country music I like that one song by the Dalton Hates Them. What is it? I know you're not going to know what I'm talking about.
Nope.
Florida Georgia Line. There's one song by them I kind of like.
That's
it was
the one they
wrestling
sing with
soundtrack.
Nelly?
No, this is the one that's the...
what is that one? Got my windows down. Cruise. It's Cruise or something like that.
No, this one is...
No,
this is how we roll.
Is... Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that plays at my store and I block it out.
That played at Wings a lot.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did.
All right, Mandy, what do you got?
I'm going to go with the Yu Yu Hakusho theme song. Because when I was at my best friend's house and we would start the episode, we would do what our favorite character was doing on the screen in the intro. And like
battling ghosts?
Mock it out.
Did he battle ghosts? Did he battle ghosts on that show?
No.
Ghost demons?
Demons.
Yeah.
So it's the ghost of demons or?
And
he did both. Mostly demons.
Yeah, that's all I think about every time it comes on. I'm like, damn, Megan, we were so fucking cool.
That's what you think.
Yep.
All right.
That's all I got.
I'm going to need more explanations than just the name.
What else do you want?
I told my story.
Right. She told hers.
I'm gonna need you guys to sing a couple bars because I have not figured out anything past two.
Huh. I'm going to make this as quick as possible. Van Halen's Jump. Lindsay, go.
That's a fun one.
No, you know, when I was a little kid, like super little. Yeah, my dad's huge fan of like 80s prog rock and stuff like that. And hair metal bands. He really, really liked hair metal bands. But anyway.
He glammy as hell.
Which if you ever saw my dad, like that might surprise you. But anyway, yeah, Van Halen's Jump. That was the song I remember when I was a kid for a really long time, like probably until I was 9 or 10. Every time that song came on, I would just jump. Anytime he said, just might jump, as well jump. Yeah, and I would jump every time, you know, like Jake and I would bounce around to the song, you know, just having
might
a good
well
old time.
Jump. Mm-hmm.
Might as well jump. Yeah, that was just.
See, when I hear jump, you know what I think of?
God damn it.
You know what I'm thinking of.
Crisscross.
Crisscross will make you jump, jump. Mac Dad will make you jump, jump.
Not what I think of
See,
when I hear
Crisscross
jump,
wore their outfits backwards.
I know.
That's their gimmick.
Yeah.
Lindsay, go ahead.
And where are they at now?
I don't Dead? Know.
Yeah, I've not heard anything about Crisscross since.
They eat an applesauce.
Parks and Rec did a thing about Crisscross.
They eat. They eat an applesauce. Is that from that?
With their legs crossed.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I want to go home now, please.
I do what I can. I made a boat.
And?
It's going fast.
And? All right, Lindsay, what do you got next?
My next one would probably be Material Girl by Madonna. Because little Lindsay loved 80s Madonna.
You got to listen to Madonna as a little kid?
Yeah.
That girl.
My mom was obsessed with MTV and VH1. Like,
but
videos
she was,
were on all the time.
But she was fast.
My yeah, mom was well, with I CMT. Just remember the Marilyn Monroe parody video. Not that I knew that it was Marilyn Monroe. I just liked the pink dress. And I liked the song. And I'm pretty sure my cousin told me a story that she thought she was singing Cheerio Girl, not Material Girl.
I did
That's
that with Tom Petty. It's Running Down a Dream. And I definitely say drain.
Running down a drain.
It made more sense to me as a child. And finally, my dad was like, I don't know if it's Pat or my dad was like,
my best.
It's definitely
one.
Dream and not drain.
Wrapped
my,
up like
my
a
little
douche.
Brother. My little brother always thought that a higher love, they were saying Ohio love.
Ohio Andy, love.
Tell them my favorite misheard lyric.
No. Because I don't remember right now.
Heartbreaker. Man.
So it's Foo Fighters.
I know. Okay. But I don't remember what it was. And funny enough, like 3 weeks ago, I was like, man, what was that song that we were all like, fuck. When Jesse told us,
because it was one of those like you, it's really hard to unhear it. It's Hero, like My Hero. You know, it's he's Ordinary. My Hero, Sergeant Larry.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And once you hear that, like you go back and listen to it, like please just pause the podcast right now. Go listen to that song.
He did it to us.
Yeah, you like once you get to that point, My Hero, Sergeant Larry. It's hard to unhear.
I got one of those too. On the Django Unchained soundtrack, there's a song by, I believe it's Rick Ross.
Is it the Black Dolphins?
It's called 100 Black Coffins.
And
go listen to it, and you cannot unhear Black Dolphins.
Every time
we hear it now, you hear
time.
Black Dolphins.
There was
a really good soundtrack, by the way.
It was, 100 Black Dolphins.
There's an Eli Golding song, like, and my friend was just like, is she not saying this? And I was like, no. It's this, but fuck you, because now I can't unhear it right now, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
One of my favorite things to do is to hit Mandy with, is it Elle Goulding? Is that her name?
Ellie Goulding.
Ellie Goulding. Yeah. Is to post her song, Lights, and be like, Mandy's favorite, Lights. I never get tired of that joke.
I honestly, when I didn't know that Lights was a band.
You thought it was.
I thought that Mandy just really fucking liked that one song by Ellie Goulding.
I remember your apartment when you live with Garrett, I think. And I think you asked me that. You mean like by, and I was like, no, no. And you're like, oh.
She was like, my favorite is what? Lights. I'm like, you mean the song by Ellie Goulding? Yeah, it's pretty good.
No.
All right. Well, I think it's me.
Yep.
Yep.
So I got the Briscoe County Junior theme.
Okay. And?
Waiting.
So, do you remember Briscoe County Jr.?
It's epic.
The TV show?
I know if it's existed.
Bruce
yes.
Campbell as Briscoe County. And it was a great Western. It's one of my favorites. But the theme song was so good, it drew me in. And not only was it so good for that, but they also then stole it. And now, I don't know if it still is, but the NBA on NBC, it was its theme. The da, 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 da.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's funny.
They actually stole it for, Mandy just got a...
Asa just said Netflix... canceled Daredevil.
That's proof that it's going to the Disney streaming service.
Yeah, because there's
service.
No way they would cancel Daredevil, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage.
So I should have said...
Honestly, Iron Fist made a little bit of sense. Luke Cage was like, really? Why? And then we were thinking, you know, okay, cool, we're getting Power Man, Iron Fist. Daredevil means... If they canceled Daredevil, that means it's all going to Disney+.
I feel like she'd be like, sorry to interrupt this podcast with...
That's breaking news. Of course, by the time you listen to this, it won't be breaking news, but whatever.
That's true, but that's upsetting.
Whatevers.
Sorry to derail it.
So, Briscoe County Jr., great song. Mandy?
I'm going to go with Barbie Girl in a Barbie world.
The Weird Al version's better.
That's fine.
No, wait, Weird Al didn't do that parody.
No.
It's just that's what it was listed as on the internet.
But it's not.
Wait, it was listed as a Weird Al parody?
Okay, back in the Wild West of Napster.
Any parody song was just labeled as Weird Al, whether it was or not.
And, like, it's one of those things, like, I haven't thought about that parody song in, like, 15 years. And then back then, it was, you know, pulled up as Weird Al did this song. Have not thought about it until now. I just said, I was like, that's ridiculous. It absolutely was not Weird Al. That's just what that song was labeled as.
That's some good shit.
Because it was?
What?
It was actually by?
Aqua.
Well, no, Aqua did Barbie Girl, but somebody parodied it with Ugly Girl.
Oh, I never heard about that. I never heard about that. That's like, what was it, TLC's No Scrubs?
Uh-huh.
And then someone remixed it into No Pigeons?
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
No, I don't want no pigeons. Anyway,
I need to find out who actually did the that parody.
I'm on it. Jesse Goat. What? Bye, Mandy.
But Mandy didn't explain why Barbie
Mandy's
got to
pee really
she
bad.
Just ran away.
Okay, no. Like, I'm looking at it here. It says Weird Al Yankovic. So, okay, Weird Al did do
I don't remember this song.
Ugly Girl?
Like, at all.
The
what
lyrics.
Album was it
so
on?
So, literally everything says Weird Al Yankovic.
Let's see.
Because I don't remember this song.
Hold on, I gotcha.
Give
Ugly
me
Girl. Ugly Girl.
My face makes you hurl. Sad I have it. I should back it. Acne everywhere. Unwanted facial hair. I'm a relation to Frankenstein's creation. It was a great song. And then, like, you did the Ken bit where it's like, you're so ugly. You disgust me.
So it doesn't look like anyone can decide who made that song.
Because
I don't think it was Weird Al Yankovic.
I don't feel like that's in his, like, his humor is usually a little smarter than that.
Damn.
She didn't even hit the bathroom. She just hit the hallway.
I really had to go.
Dalton got real
so I just
excited.
Flew right out. And I ran right back.
Did you hear what I said about Dalton? He got really sad. He's in water sports.
Oh, yeah. Dalton.
Pee on me.
Definitely not for me.
When you...
So anyway, oh, is it my turn?
Well, no, because she never explained why she likes Ugly Girl.
I don't know.
Barbie Girl.
Got the hype going.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party. I hated that guy's voice so much.
Oh, we went through our Aqua phase.
Well, that's fine, but she was cool, but that guy, that voice... That's like whenever you listen to what is that band that sings Skillet, Espy's music.
Skrillex.
I love Skillet when it's the girl singing. Skillet.
Yeah,
when the guy sings, I'm done. I'm out.
Because the girl makes me think almost a little bit of Amy Lee.
Ooh.
And then the guy's just like, "Oh, are you here again?"
Yeah, like you just need to go off in your corner.
Just go pray. Just go pray over there. Do something else. Jesse, go ahead.
All right. The next one I'm gonna hit you with is the All That theme.
Yes.
Dope.
Yeah, every time I, like, so Mandy had sent me, like, a guy did a rap song with,
yeah,
like, the intro to all
won.
That. Like, I actually added that to my playlist because I really, really enjoy it. And, yeah, no, I just, I love that intro. Like, that was one of my favorite shows as a kid. It was my introduction to sketch comedy. Yeah, no, all that is just a great theme and a great show.
Yeah.
And I still get hyped whenever I hear the This Is All That.
Uh-huh.
Because it is all that.
I'm still very upset that Splat only has season 3 on.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I know, right?
All right, Lindsay, hit it.
Okay, it's a stupid one, but I was also obsessed every time We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel came on, even though I didn't know the lyrics.
Yes.
And I'm sure it was very funny trying to see little Lindsay trying to sing We Didn't Start the Fire.
We didn't start the fire.
Although, now when high school rolled around and our history teacher made us listen to it and write down as many
ours
lyrics as we
too.
Could for bonus points, I was already writing them down before that because I had already looked into it because I wanted to finally know the stupid lyrics.
Well, we didn't have to write down lyrics. You just played it for us.
Well, like, we were supposed to, like, pick out stuff from it, but I was already sitting there going, Harry Truman, Dora Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Woodrow, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCartney, Richard Nixon, Studebaker Television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe.
That's like the only part. Is the Marilyn part Monroe. It's like the only part I fucking know.
But that's the...
We didn't start.
That's like that song, it's the end
of the world as we know it. I love that.
That's another one.
I have a great anime music video to that that I found in college.
That was every Bone Thugs and Harmony song, too. It was like I get the chorus, then they start rapping. I'd be like.
But I just loved that song, and I still love that song.
It's a good song.
And to be fair, you didn't start the fire.
No.
It was always burning.
Uh-huh.
Do I?
Since the world was... No, anyway, go ahead, Shannon.
Mine, I'm gonna do a little riff from it, and I want to see if anyone at home can get it. It goes, da-da-da-da-da. Fuck, I didn't forget how it goes now. God damn it.
Wow.
Built it up in my head for so long.
Try it again.
It's the Doom theme.
Oh.
I fucking spoiled
it. I wouldn't have gotten it.
Why?
You'd have to listen to it.
I also would not have gotten it.
Yeah, it's a classic theme, and it's... When I first played Doom, it's the first level theme, like when you first start the game. And it's so just in your face fucking shred metal. And it's just coming from the same time period that I was still playing like Nintendo. So Nintendo had the MIDI music, you know, the or MIDI. What do you say? MIDI or MIDI?
I say MIDI.
MIDI. It had
like
the MIDI Fitty. Music.
Hey.
Chiptune, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And fucking Doom comes along, and I played it over at my mom's friend's house on his computer, and level one pops up, and it plays the Doom thing, which I believe is called At Doom's Gate, if I remember correctly. And I swear, it's like that commercial where all of a sudden wind blew, my hair flew back, and like I was like barely holding on to the keyboard. Like, holy shit.
This is so epic.
And they have it. They still have it in the new Doom game too. Like when you first get in the elevator and hit the button, it plays a really fucking heavy remix of it. It's awesome. Doom's theme is really, really cool. And that game gave me nightmares. Fucking Keiko Demon.
Doom 3 was
just a giant eyeball.
That was my Doom 3 was my first real experience with Doom outside of like the little bit you could play in that screensaver on Windows.
The only Doom Lindsay ever played was Chex Quest.
I loved Chex Quest.
Yeah, I played Doom 3, though, because I had a gaming PC like when that hit, and everybody kept talking about how it was the absolute fucking shit on PC, and I was like, all right, I'll check it out. It was the absolute fucking shit.
I remember that game because I was in, my mom was in the hospital, and I think I could drive. I had a permit or something, because it was, I don't remember when it came out, but she was in the hospital and I was visiting her. My parents were in the hospital a lot. And I told my mom, you know, there's this game I really want called Doom that just came out and you're not going to be home. So I'm going to be lonely. She's just like, here, just take my card. Thanks, Mom. And I ran out and bought it and took it home and played it.
Nice.
Oh, I loved her. All right, Mandy. Pirate Pete.
Pokemon.
You scallywag. Be more specific.
Because, well, the theme song in general, but then I had the Pokemon movie, first movie, Mewtwo Strikes Back soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And I rocked the fuck out of that CD.
Did you know that the Japanese version of the Pokemon theme talks about looking up girl skirts? I didn't know that.
That's cool.
Is that true?
It is extremely true.
So, that's, like, that's, in when the opening, when it does the pan of, like, Venusaur, Blastoise, Charizard, and then it's Pikachu jumping out from
the girl's
skirt.
Oh, and then
the
chicken
skirt. Yeah.
They legit have a lyric with it.
Oh, my.
About wondering what's up the girl's skirt.
The American version is so much better.
But
well,
and
Japan's
also, you can go
weird.
To any convention, though, and start singing the Pokemon theme song, and everyone around you will join in.
That's accurate.
I won't.
Dude, they sing it in Paper Towns in the movie.
I don't remember that part. Which part?
They're
was that?
Going into that abandoned building and they're scared and they're like, well, sing something that'll pump you up. And he's like, I want to be the bear. And they all start singing it.
The American version is clearly way better than the Japanese version.
I also like the part in the Creepy Text Theater where the guy sings it to her. Okay. And then she's like, you know, this is really fun, but this is a little odd. And he goes, can I squirtle on your Jigglypuffs?
Creepy Text Theater, great.
I miss that thing. I wish they'd make more of them. Jess Kimball.
All right, my next one's going to be Wild Cherries, Play That Funky Music, White
Play
Boy.
Play that funky music, white boy.
Play that funky music, right?
I don't know why my parents got me this, but they got me a an album of just like 80s music. Like it was just a random assortment of 80s music. And like it had 70s and 80s. Well, I guess 70s would have been Play That Funky Music, wouldn't it?
White Boy.
I think so. Anyway, because, yeah, it was the next one was Black Sabbath's Iron Man was also on that album and a bunch of other stuff from, like, the 70s and 80s. I don't know why they got it for me for my birthday, but they did, and I loved at least those two songs. I couldn't tell you what was on the rest of it. I think, oh, God, what is the name of the song? I'm Your Venus, I'm Your Fire, I'm Yours. What is the name of it?
I'm Your Venus.
It's Venus by
Your Fire, Your Desire.
Nope.
No.
That's what you were singing, though.
Well, you okay? No, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's Venus by the Bananarama's.
Yeah,
I'm your fire, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the song.
You got the lyric right, but you messed the tune up.
You did it like hard metal, and it's very not.
Well, what do you want me to do? You want me to carrot it up?
Yes.
I'm your Venus. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Plus, that's fucked up.
It is extremely fucked up.
What you just did was fucked up.
And I want to apologize to all the pygmies in China.
So, play that funky music, white boy.
Funny right there.
Like I said, this was probably my sixth or seventh birthday, and I got this CD. And yeah, no, I wore this fucking thing out. Like, I loved this song on this CD. It was just a cool compilation. And yeah, ever since, every time I hear that song, it's just, you know, and I'm just like, yeah, all right. Lindsay.
The Ninja Turtles theme song. Yeah, it was the first thing that I recorded off the TV onto a cassette tape. I had my little like play school recorder up to it when I was learning how to record onto tapes.
Bum, 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 bum.
I had it and a commercial for Oliver and Company.
Not if you were Bob's mom. I did that once at their house and I went da 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 and his mom went Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
And I just gave her that slow glare.
That's great.
You fucked up. You were fucked up now.
But yeah, no. Ninja Turtles was the biggest thing and always will be the biggest thing.
It was definitely good. I got next Disco Inferno by the Tramps.
Nice.
That song goes for like 5 minutes before he even says anything.
Uh-huh.
It's just that opening, doom, 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 doom. Oh, it breaks it down.
And there was a wrestler,
the Disco Inferno
that used that theme, right?
Glenn Gilberti. I don't know if he ever used it officially because they had tons of money. They had Ted Turner money back then.
I just think of heavyweights when they're at the dance and they're trying to break the silence.
They're trying to break the ice, yeah, get the kids out on the floor.
I feel bad because that was on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
Uh-huh.
Along with the Bee Gees, what is it?
Night Fever, Staying Alive.
Staying Alive. And Staying Alive way out overshadowed it.
Also on the album with Play That Funky Music, White Boy, I just remembered.
That's good shit. When people say disco's terrible, I think, no. Disco Stew likes the disco music.
ABBA, Bee Gees, I'll
good old
take
disco
it.
Disco Stew.
Oh. I liked ABBA.
I like ABBA too. Lindsay got me into ABBA.
Huh. Man, he just pokes back in the cover.
She's like a turtle. She just popped her head out. I got
him. I found the turkey. Like, look up other songs and stuff.
Beat her. I like cock. You never know what she's going to say.
Just out of nowhere. God damn it, Mandy.
I didn't do it that time.
You did it in the first place.
You did. It's on tape. Yep. Mandy, you're next.
I don't know. I had dance parties in my room a lot as a child.
You're not the only one.
So, like on the Now CDs and shit. So I was trying to look up some of those. Definitely like All Star by Smash Mouth.
Hey Now.
Yeah.
You're a rock
She's
star.
Making me feel old.
In like,
get your show.
And
just show on. Get paid.
Yeah, and then there was All For You by Janet Jackson.
Off.
I don't know.
You could have just
I trailed off.
You could say the first entire Now CD.
No.
Because I still remember the first Now CD.
It was Now. The first one I got was
Fastball.
Six.
Okay.
Of Sex and Candy.
Okay. Ooh, I like that one by Mercy Playground.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure it had Flagpole Center, but I may be wrong on that.
I think the first Now disc I got was Six.
It's still going on.
And I know. It's fucking ridiculous. And then I got like
Now 150.
I'm pretty sure they have like Now's Greatest Now.
Three, six, seven, and eight I know were like my fucking favorite.
I don't
ones.
Remember when the Now CD started coming out. Like I remember them in high school.
I'll take the case. The first one came out in, hold on.
That was one of the first CDs I owned. I think I had Aaron Carter CD first. Aaron's Party, Let's Get It. Or Go Get It.
Aaron Party, Let's Get It. 2000.
I definitely rocked out to that too.
2006? No,
that's not right.
Nope, it started in the 90s.
Yeah, it definitely started in the 90s. United States.
My 1998. United States.
Okay, so
whatever.
What was high school?
Yeah. And 1998, like I said, you'll remember most
of
these.
Damn, Mandy, that was unnecessary.
As Long As You Love Me by Backstreet Boys.
Uh-huh.
The Way by Fastball,
yep.
Which is a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Flagpole Sitter by Harvey Danger.
I don't know that one.
Yes, you do. You know, I'm not sick, but I'm not well.
Oh, okay.
Because I also thought that. Because I thought that song was called I'm Not Sick, But I'm Not Well. But it's actually Flagpole mm-hmm. Sitter. All My Life by Casey and JoJo.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love that song. Never Ever by All Saints. I love that song. Remember the All Saints?
69.
They're up to six. Oh, shit.
They don't even know.
She didn't even know. If You Could Only See by Tonic. If you could only see the way she loves me.
We have Barbie Girls on here.
Hanson and Bop.
Yep.
Ugh. Yeah. Zoot Suit Riot by Cherry Pop and Daddies. God damn. Anytime Brian McKnight, Barbie Girl.
You skip Shorty.
I didn't know if anyone would know that song because I don't know that song.
I don't either, but you skipped it, bitch.
By Imagine. Karma Police by Radiohead. I Will Buy You a New Life.
Yes.
Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz and Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground.
Yep.
Okay.
Great, great CD. The newest. I'm curious. Just real
what's
quick.
What's on the newest one?
What's on the newest one? And do I know any of them? Let me
Probably
see.
Probably not.
That's why like Five was one of my favorites because Wonderful by Everclear is on it. And that is one of my favorite songs.
The last one they have listed is 63. Like I can't click on the other ones right now. So Imagine Dragons. I know them.
Hey.
Selena Gomez. Katy Perry. Jason Derulo. Oh, he's still alive. Good for him.
Jason Derulo.
J-J-J-J-J-J-R.
Oh, yeah. It's just a picture of
69. All right.
Oh, wait. No, there's a 71.
It just came out while you were talking.
Well, there's one that says 97, but that is that right?
Jesus Christ.
That's a hell of a jump.
Maybe it's a throwback to 97.
They're making these things like they make pornos. 98 actually came out after.
When we were at Target, I saw Now Christmas Songs.
Well, yeah, and there's also like kids versions.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, kid bops.
What are we on? What are we on?
They're literally at 99.
I think it's me because she just said pretty much everything off of like those Now
CDs. Yeah, the entire Now.
Tay Swift's on 99.
I love Tay Swift.
I know you do.
Oh, I'd marry her.
I know you would.
Heartbeat. Not even for her money. For her less tangible
for
items.
For her dorkiness.
Yes, I would dork her so hard.
Jesus Christ. Batman the Animated Series.
Yes.
Theme song.
Have you ever heard that argument of Batman's actually the worst fucking hero? Because if you watch that intro,
I mean, I have talked to you and you believe that, so.
Oh, it is true. But the intro where Batman, like the two guys apparently rob the bank.
Yeah.
They're just walking away from the bank. It explodes. They run. They have nothing on them. Batman attacks them for no reason.
That was an honest trailer.
Yeah.
Somebody after the Blu-ray release, somebody did an honest trailer of Batman the Animated Series. And, you know, he had the jokes about how much he loved it and everything, but occasionally throw in there and, now, what about these two guys?
Yeah, they've literally done nothing. They're running away from explosions, and Batman attacks them for no reason. Doesn't ask them any questions. Doesn't wonder where the money is from the bank. Just beats the shit out of them. Because
they don't have any money on them.
No.
There's just guys outside of a bank that blew up. And Batman beats the shit out. But either way, I still get chills when I hear that song.
Oh, yeah, because it was done. Wasn't it Danny Elfman?
Yes. Wrong? No, okay. It was Danny Elfman.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, every time I hear that theme song, just
all of those songs from those old 90s superheroes. Even, you know, X-Men wasn't quite as.
X-Men's on there too, and Spider-Man.
X-Men Evolution?
Not that one.
No, I like that one.
The 90s X-Men
theme
song. The
90 one is still superior, but.
Oh, the theme song is so good.
Oh, the Spider-Man theme, though. I don't know if I can get behind that. Spider-Man.
Oh, I loved it.
I don't remember the Spider-Man
blood,
one.
Spider-Blood. Radioactive Spider-Blood.
I don't think those
Spider-Man. No, those are the exact lyrics. I'm
are
not
you
I,
serious?
He's right. They've been it's stuck just, in my head forever.
They did it with
I
like
the
a
old
it's like an electronic voice.
Yeah, his voice Spider-Man. Was oh that one too is good. But no this
one
was
that one.
Cuz this was the 90s and it had to be edgy. Yeah. So it was like super like squealy guitars. And the like they had the voice like heavily uh-huh. modified, like it was super electronic. And all you could really tell was spider. Like,
yeah, spider blah. Mm. Where you act a spider blah.
Yeah, just over and over again.
I
and
then that was the part everyone waited for.
You need that guitar.
Yeah. No, like it's just full on squealy guitars. And I loved that show so much.
Well, we're out of time. I don't have any more, but if you guys want to read off the other ones real quick, go ahead.
And I had one last one, which I'm honestly surprised that you didn't do.
Sailor Moon.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, well, to be fair, I wasn't as big of a fan of the song back then as I was just the movies.
Well, see, it always played at every single parade we went to every year.
I mean, to be fair, we could be the chicken dance.
I like the chicken dance.
No one likes the chicken dance.
You did this. You. It is your fault.
No, you don't well, see there's even worse that we could do other than the chicken dance.
I'm mortified and
like
aroused.
The look she's giving me is terrifying.
What is it?
I have to stop laughing first. Sorry. Yeah, no. Yeah, I think you know what it is. This is the song that doesn't end. It just goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that doesn't
end. That never ends.
I don't know what that is.
Aww,
you're looking
you
at me like I should
Lamb
know it.
Lamb Chop?
Who?
Lamb Chop's play along. It was the ending of it.
Who is Lamb Chop?
I had
a puppet.
Yes.
Oh, Shirley.
Shirley Lewis.
Shirley Lewis.
Sherry
yeah.
Lewis.
Sherry Lewis.
I had Hamtaro.
Yes.
And Powerpuff Girls. And then Rocket Power.
Oh, that Rocket Power theme song is so good.
You're like, I forgot about that.
Wait, what'd you say?
Tiny Toons.
Rocket Power.
Oh, Tiny Toons is
Animaniacs.
Great, too. Yes. Looney Toons.
Looney yeah. Toons.
The
We're
Dragon-
just naming off TV themes now.
Yeah, yes.
That should have been
TV.
The fucking. That should have been the fucking topic. Darkwing Duck.
Yes.
DuckTales. Married with Children. Friends.
I said you could do TV theme songs. Nobody listened to me.
Law
I
and Order. I- dun 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 dun.
That wasn't when you were a kid.
Yes,
we
it was.
We had it was like
that shows been going forever.
Like FIFA 98, and it was like that. Woohoo! And Pat and I would listen to it for a minute before starting the game.
Every trailer, every like exciting trailer from the 90s that did the woohoo!
Yeah,
woohoo!
Yeah.
Hate
See,
that song.
My last two was going to be the title theme from Legend of Zelda, The Ocarina of Time.
Yep, dope.
And the first stage theme from Mega Man X.
Ooh.
I'm surprised you didn't say the overworld theme from the first Mega Man. Oh, can I throw in the first level of Mario Brothers?
Yeah.
Iconic.
I would do Sonic. Anything Sonic.
Green Hill Zone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, no, that one's also.
That's that head. Should be the next one. Our favorite video game songs. Lindsay's would just be Pokemon.
I thought about
and
that.
And Tetris. And Dr. Mario.
I think I said that to you. I was like, what if we did video game soundtracks? Did I mention that to you? And then I was like, well, I don't know how many games Lindsay's played besides like Pokemon and Dress Up
Games. I remember
this
conversation happening, and that's where it ended. Yeah. I was like, I don't know if Lindsay could participate.
Well, fuck, I did this.
I can make it work.
There's a lot of music in WoW.
Now, like,
and Pokemon.
I might not have had my own game console, but like, I mean, I played at my friend's house and my cousin's house.
Well, the
I just
winner
sucked at all of them.
The winner, there's only one clear winner for best video game soundtrack of all time, and it's SSX3.
True.
There's some Tony Hawk
Yellow Card
that are real good too.
Crazy Yellow, come on, Yellow Card, awesome. Finger 11, Black Eyed Peas.
I mean, I'm not saying the SSX soundtrack
my God.
Is bad.
I rocked out to "Where Is the Love" by Black Eyed Peas a lot.
Where is the love?
I'm gonna go listen to that in my car.
Let's get it started.
Yeah.
I can't sing and what the original lyrics were because it is offensive.
And then they played at the Steelers Super Bowl and they made my ears bleed because they are auto-tuned so bad. So fuck you, Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, Black Eyed Peas did not put on a good halftime show.
God, I was so upset. So upset. But I'll still listen to "Where Is the Love." Because really, where is it?
All right, we're leaving. We're out of here. We're going to go home, grab some food. Aye. We'll see you guys on Sunday for the Nerds Up. You guys take care of yourself. Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. You can no longer get the hot dog tier thanks to these two.
Yay!
Hey-o!
But stay tuned for the bologna cake, caramel cod, and what I can... What the fuck was that?
Hey-o! Steve.
Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. Interact with us, Zane Laney. Steve. And then, stop it. Podzilla1985.com. Catch up on the old episodes. You guys have a great weekend. See you on Sunday. Later.
Bye. You can buy my pirate ship for $500 too.